Here we are today on the 21st day of the government shutdown. Let me tell you why I hate the two-party system that's currently governing our country, or perhaps more accurately, should I say, not governing our country, and why I claim it has reached to dysfunction. It is no longer capable of solving our world's problems. It is now capable only of throwing rocks and baseball bats trying to beat up the other side and to gain political advantage through whatever means necessary. Sure, we'll help the country if that's just sort of a byproduct. And yeah, I'd kind of like to help them, I suppose. And it would be great if we could do this thing here. But the most important thing, the biggest issue, is how can I beat my opponent up and extract political advantage from any particular thing? It's especially poignant now when it comes with this government shutdown, because the issues that are at stake could be solved, and I'm not making this up, in about 24 hours. More on that in a second. But let me show you very graphically why I say this system is pathetic and why it shows that it's going to have to be replaced. It's going to have to be if we ever want to have an actual efficient governing system that takes care of the American people and does what it's supposed to do to just help us live our lives normally and have a chance to succeed, have a chance to be healthy, have a chance to be safe and secure. If it's ever going to do those things, we're going to have some changes. And most likely, they're going to have to come from the bottom up, because those at the top are damn sure not going to do it. They're going to continue on with this system indefinitely because it serves their interest. Let me show you why. First of all, we'll start off. Yesterday, there were two dueling statements. One by the Senate leader in the Republicans, John Thune, and by the second one on the Democratic leaders with Chuck Schumer. First of all, let's go to John Thune, who has going to mock the Democrats and talk about how ridiculous it is to even suggest that they should lead.
You have to give the Democrats credit for one thing, and that's a healthy dose of gall. Both the House and Senate Democrat leaders were out last week and claiming that they can't fund the government until, get this, we solve the, quote, Republican health care crisis, end quote. That's right, the Republican health care crisis. It is truly amazing how a program Democrats created and tax credits that they chose to sunset have now become the Republicans' crisis.
Okay, yeah, just how crazy is that, one may ask. Well, here's the thing, Senator. It doesn't matter who did the legislation. It doesn't matter who authored a bill. It only matters what the existing situation is. And if there was a sunset clause, and there was, and by the way, you know very well that that was a political expediency. It was done during the pandemic. There was lots of problems that were roiling the country. You may recall some of them. And this was one of the ones that was an issue with this, with the Affordable Care Act. And then they had these subsidies, and part of the political expediency to get the thing passed and to get it in there so that there was to be health care for Americans. They said, all right, we'll sunset these things. We'll make them run to a limited time and then negotiate for it. So it's a temporary measure. So instead of just saying, hey, let's get something that's affordable, they had these subsidies so that it could make it affordable, with the expectation that Congress and the U.S. Senate, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, but that the leadership of our country would figure this out so that we can all have affordable health care that's high quality. That's supposed to be the target. I don't care what your party is. That's supposed to be what you produce. But instead of acknowledging those things, he wants to mock the Democrats and just say, oh, they have the audacity to say it's a Republican shutdown. Well, how interesting is that? Because you're going to hear in a minute, that's exactly what the other side is doing. More on them in a second. But let's stick with what's going on here, because you say this is supposed to solve the government Republican healthcare crisis. Well, it is, because you're the leader. You're the party that's in ascendancy. You have the votes. So you can fix it. If you don't like those sunset clauses, if you don't like the ACA subsidies, then produce something else. And the Republicans have adamantly, I've talked about this before, but it must be repeated here because it is crucial to understand, they have adamantly failed to produce an alternative plan since the Obamacare first came into effect during the Obama administration. they have spent their whole lifetimes politically since that time demonizing the ACA because it had the name Obama on it for, you know, since its inception. Okay, you don't like that? Then come up with something else. And they keep it being asked year after year after year, what is your plan? There's not a plan. So instead of coming up with a plan, instead of leading and providing help for America, he contends himself to blame the Democrats. This is their ACA. And of course, you know, throughout the entire current administration, and I mean everywhere throughout the administration, House, Senate, administration, everything is blamed on the Democratic shutdown. That's the phrase that they keep using over and over and methodically over. Because all they want to do is make sure everybody just hears it 1,000 times in their ear so that they come to believe it, apparently. I mean, that's the hope. But as we see, most Americans are pathetically fed up with all of you because they don't see it an R or a D, at least many of them don't. They see it as a government. They see it as our elected leaders refuse. Now, I don't say they can't lead. I say they refuse to lead because they could get these things fixed, but they don't. There is political expediency in having this shutdown. Of course, they're always looking for advantage over the other party, but every year, and once we get close to September, the specter of a government shutdown always looms over everything because they now realize, both parties, that if the funding doesn't happen, that provides external focus on whatever issue of the day is that they find, you know, either appalling on one side or preferable on the other, that they can use that to bring pressure on the opposite party to have their way. And so if they can have the shutdown that affects all of people's lives, then that pressure from the people can finally get to their other side. And that's where we are right now. Both sides are trying to see how can we extract maximum leverage. And so the pain of the people can get high enough that it's actually going to cause problems more for the other party than for myself. And if I can get them to give in and submit, then that's where we're good to go. That's the objective. Not helping you, not taking care of your health care, not solving any other problems that are facing our country right now. No, we want to extract maximum political advantage from the other party. And winning against them, however defined, is what the objective is. Now, this is not just a Republican or Democrat thing. This is a two-party thing. So let's now look at the other side of those dueling conversations. This one is, let's see if I can get it up here right. This one is Senator Chuck Schumer, who himself had some very choice things to say.
So, Mr. President, we enter another week of Donald Trump's government shutdown. And Republicans seem happy not to work, happy not to negotiate, happy to let health care premiums spike for over 20 million working and middle-class Americans. Our country is staring down the barrel of a health care catastrophe, and Republicans will spend this week either vacationing or holding pep rallies at the White House. It's been over a month since the House of Representatives even took a single roll call vote. That's shameful. That's derelict. Government workers must work without getting paid. House Republicans get paid without working. What about the Democrats? Our position remains the same. We want to end the shutdown as soon as we can and fix the ACA premium crisis that looms over 20 million hardworking Americans.
Yeah, boy. Thanks, Chuck. That's what I want to hear. Gosh, golly. I mean, you can even hear him say this, you know, shucks. All we want to do is provide health care for our constituents. And those darn evil Republicans won't have it. Okay, that's not true. That this could be solved in 24 hours. Let me tell you how in just a second. But let's first of all take a look at what he said, just like we did with Senator Thune. Just like the Republicans, the Democrats are calling this the Republican shutdown. So they're trying the same marketing techniques to cast the blame on the other side. They're not looking to solve the problem. They're looking to blame the problem on somebody else so that they can extract political expediency. He talks about how the Republicans are, you know, having pep rallies and all this other kind of stuff. There's some of that going on too, but then again, that's happening on both sides too. So you really can't point there. The only point that he really does seem to have, which I have myself voiced, is that the House of Representatives isn't even in session. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has chosen hey, we just won't work. We'll just stay home and, I don't know, go out and give speeches or get on TV or make social media, whatever, and accuse the other side of all kinds of stuff. And then just have that old folksy look that Mike Johnson has on his face all the time of, darn it, if only, you know, we're just trying to get. Are you not? Am I the only one that's just kind of sick of that patronizing look on his face all the time while he does nothing, doesn't even have them in session? I mean, we're talking about the ACA issues right here. He's not even talking about that, nor anything else in the House of Representatives. I mean, I don't have a soundbite for him right now, but let's talk about that because that's also important. The House of Representatives, led by the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, won't even bring them into session. So they're not doing jobs on anything, i.e. they're not trying to solve the ACA issue, and they're not doing anything else in our government because of this funding issue down. That has, understand this, zip to do with all of the other issues facing Congress right now. All the things that are supposed to be on the legislative agenda aren't even being addressed. And don't fall for any lies that they tell you that they can't do it while the government shut down. Of course they can. They should do it, all of those things. But they're doing none of them. So he gets 1 point there, but that's about it. Then he'll lose points the next time because, you know, he says, listen, you know, government workers aren't being paid. You know who is being paid? The senators. You know who else? Surprising here. You know who else is also not getting paid? Senate staffers. They actually get this, and I don't know for sure when this legislation was passed, but the current rules are that in the midst of a government shutdown, the senators and members of the House will get paid. But at least in the Senate staffers, I wasn't able to find out about the House staffers, probably the same, but for sure the Senate staffers, they're not getting paid. They are now, I think they just got one payment, and I think as of yesterday, they're not going to. So however much longer it goes, their own staffers aren't getting paid. So you're asking them to come to work every day. I can't imagine they're giving them the time off. I can't imagine they're actually furloughing them. Maybe some are. But the bottom line is they won't have any help to do anything, but they get paid. They'll keep getting their full paycheck. See, that's one of the things that should just aggravate and anger all of us. You guys don't do your jobs. You prevent us from doing our jobs in many cases. Hundreds of thousands of government workers, especially providing services that the entire 330 million of us benefit from in one fashion or another. Yeah, no, let's shut all that down, but I'll get my full pay and then blame everybody else for the job. Here's the bottom line. They are both in this together. They were elected to serve us. Not to dismember, discontinue us and just ignore us. They're not paid to do that, but that's what they're doing. So I have nothing but contempt for both of these two leaders in the Senate and the leader in the House. And Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House, same cut from the same cloth. All four of these guys, both the Republican in the House, Democrat Republican leader in the Senate and the House, all the same, just different factions of the same animal. And they all have the same mentality. Hurt the other side, extract that political advantage. Meanwhile, we all suffer. And I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of it. Because listen, this could be solved, not exaggerating here, in 24 hours. You get these guys in a room, all of the relevant leaders, whoever is necessary to make these calls, and maybe it's just the four party leaders of the two chambers. Maybe you get those guys in office. If there's somebody else needs to get in there, fine, bring them in. Any other leaders that are necessary to get this done. You close the doors. Nobody comes out until the situation's solved. Now, these guys may be really bad people, and they don't care about us, but they're not stupid, not a one of them. They're all incredibly intelligent, very knowledgeable, especially about legislative issues. They could have this thing solved in an afternoon, straight up, no question about it. It's hard, and that means a compromise is necessary. You can give here, you can take there. You can have new sunset clauses. You can have a temporary situation. You can say, all right, we're going to put this in, legislate that in 6 months, we're going to have it solved. Any number of things you can do, but you don't get to do whatever you want just because you want to do. But that's where we are. That is what both are attempting to do, and they're holding all of us hostage in the process. This could be solved. You know what? If after 12 hours, you hadn't got it solved, no more food. I'm not making this up. You guys, I'm not even going to, you're not even going to be allowed to eat unless you can do it. And that's going to take leadership, because obviously you can't mandate it or force it from the outside. But if I was the leader, I would say, hey, we're going to stay in this room until the damn problem gets solved. And if you can't do it with the full stomach, you'll do it with an empty stomach, but you're going to suffer some. And in the meantime, by the way, they should also not one of them get paid. If they shut the government down, people keep saying this over and over. I'm a strong believer in it, but because these are selfish people, they're self-centered people, and the two-party system is broken, they will never impose problems on themselves, but they will never hesitate to put problems on you and to make you suffer. But they themselves will suffer nothing. I mean, obviously, it's a mockery to suggest that they would stay in a room until they got it done and that they would not be allowed to eat for if they don't get it solved after 12 hours. How much less problematic is that than say, and you won't get paid until you solve this problem? I guarantee you, I promise you, just on self-interest alone, if members of Congress knew that for them to shut the government down meant that their paycheck would stop, we would have a lot less shutdowns and probably would have none. Because when your money's involved, all of a sudden it gives you a whole new perspective. That's what needs to happen, folks. They need to not get paid, and if we're not getting paid, and just stay in a room till it gets solved. See, the only issue here is that nobody wants to give in on anything. Nobody wants to give anything. They only want maximalist extraction on their side. But they could get together for the benefit of us. For the benefit of the people, that's how this could be solved. So give in a little bit, one side on the ACA, make it shorter, make it longer, have another sunset clause. I don't know, set a time limit to where you'll have the whole thing solved, but get the damn government open. Stop denying other people money and making their lives hard. See, even this issue that some claim that, well, they'll eventually give back pay to the federal workforce, so it's going to be fine. Number one, all of these services that are now down, you can't back pay the absence of services. So people are struggling right now. They are not able to get help that they need right now. But even those that may get back pay, and I don't know if that applies to the Senate staffers, we'll see, their own people. But even if it does apply to the government workers, the same issue is still going to issue. They're not going to get a paycheck. I think tomorrow is one of the paydays, the first full paycheck that they'll miss. Tomorrow, I think, or at least some of them. They're not going to get a paycheck. Maybe they get back paid later. That also takes time. But guess what doesn't get deferred, my friend? The mortgage payment doesn't get deferred. The car payment doesn't get deferred. The grocery bill doesn't get deferred. The electric bill doesn't get deferred. They don't care. They just say the bill's due. Figure it out. So you're putting stress and hardship on hundreds of thousands of Americans. Directly, millions more indirectly, and neither of you care, and you contend yourself. That's just yesterday, on the 20th day of this shutdown, and they're contenting themselves with mocking the other side, and again trying to use public pressure to turn against one side or the other. I ain't buying that crap. I'm putting pressure on both of you. I'm sick and tired of both of the parties, both of those two individuals. It is time for you to do your damn job and quit blaming everybody else in the world. It's your job. That's why we hired you. That's why you were elected. Start doing your job and actually leading this country and solving the problems instead of creating more and figuring out some other ones and causing difficulty for everybody. I'm tired of it, and I'm ready to see something different. All right, folks, that's what we got for you today. We're going to keep on staying on top of this because I'm not going to let this go. I'm going to keep on calling out bad behavior like this because that's what this is. This is bad behavior. This is a failure of leadership. And this is, in my view, stealing our money because you're taking our money under the false pretenses that you went to Washington to serve and to work for Americans. And instead, you're condemning it and just dishonoring Americans while taking our money and preventing us from having same. We're going to stick with this, folks. Just put something in the comments here. Let me know what you think. If you agree with this, you think we're off somewhere, I'd really like to know what you have to think. We'll put some future comments up on the next time because, unfortunately, it doesn't look like this is going to be over anytime soon. Thanks very much, folks. We'll see you next time on the Daniel Davis Deep Dive.